Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville businesswoman, philanthropist, and arts advocate Martha Rivers Ingram has died. The Charleston native became CEO of her husband's collection of businesses, Ingram Industries, after his death. She spearheaded the development of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center and was a leader of the boards at both the Nashville Symphony and Vanderbilt University. She was 90 years old. In a 2004 interview with WPLN, Ingram said both her father and her husband asked her to be ready to take over their family business when they died, and both men ended up passing away at relatively young ages, leaving her to step in. When she became CEO of the collection of businesses, she became boss to roughly 15,000 people. It was a challenge that Ingram said she came to enjoy.
Now, I will tell you, I learned to love it. I learned that it was a lot of fun, and I love the challenge of it. I like winning. I like the idea of the challenge and trying to achieve the goals.
Voters are out at the polls today in the race for governor. Senator Marsha Blackburn is far and above the favorite, but she's fighting a battle on both sides. Voter Maggie Ware was casting her ballot at Norman Binkley Elementary School in the newly drawn District 4. She said she's voting for far-right candidate Monty Fritz. She thinks that Blackburn will win, but that she wants to send a message.
I think she does what she's told.
What do you think?
Whoever gives her the most money. And I don't like how she took the money for her Senate seat and transferred it over to her governor's seat. I don't think that's supposed to be allowed. It was a lot of money. And the candidate with the most money wins. And she knows that.
Polls showed Blackburn with a huge polling advantage to start the race, but a narrowing lead into today's election. You can hear other observations and takes from Middle Tennessee voters at WPLN.org/election. That's where we'll share the results after polls close at 7. The Department of Correction is investigating a prison in East Tennessee after staff sought help for multiple overdoses. WBIR reports that last month, an employee at Morgan County Correctional Complex asked for ambulances. In a recording obtained by the news station, the staff member told dispatchers that they thought the overdoses were related to K2, a synthetic marijuana.